Hello, Monica.
Hi,
Hi.
and hi to your listeners as well.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine, stressed along with the rest of the team, but energized and looking forward to delivering the virtual festival on the 25th of June.
What an achievement. I mean, how on earth did you just switch just like that from this huge multi-venue event to an incredible, you've got more than 250 items on your program so far, I think.
Absolutely. It's been an enormous team effort for one. For two, is it's also an incredible tribute to the vision and innovation in the arts community, who really, when we put out a call for ideas, responded incredibly well, and they've been working with us to deliver this brand new festival format. We've been working really hard at reviewing our website, and like all things, you have good days, you have bad days, but it's been an extraordinary journey so far, and we're really hoping that audiences around the country and around the world will take it with us.
It looks like such an exciting program. I mean, I guess it's partly your publicity and the wonderful photos, but it sort of feels almost like normal, although of course it isn't.
Absolutely, and we've got some truly diverse work. Some of it is challenging, some of it is beautiful, some of it is inspirational, but most importantly, it's diverse. It speaks with a variety of different voices. We've managed to maintain the multidisciplinary focus of the National Arts Festival, which is what is so critical. We're very thrilled to have crafters, makers, vendors, and traders joining us on the virtual green, which will open on the 25th of June. Our fringe artists are joining us on the V Fringe platform. We've got visual artists joining us with exhibitions. So we're very proud of the diversity of the program. Of course, how audiences will respond, we hope well, we hope positively, we hope they will love it, and then we hope they'll come to the live festival, which is really where our heart is. And I think that the team is a bit sad. This week would be crunch time for the festival. There'd be scaffolding everywhere, there'd be sawdust everywhere, there'd be people running around, artists would be in town, and it really it's tough for the team to not have that experience this year.
I know your tech is more than up to it. We've had the great privilege of working with your tech team on our Makanda community forums over the past few weeks. What about the networks? What about the digital environment out there? Is that playing its part? Are you quite confident about that?
We've got a whole range of mitigation measures in place. So one of the most important things that we've done is we're using cloud-based servers, which essentially insulate us against any kind of local interruptions, power interruptions, and those kinds of things. We're also stress testing our website regularly just to make sure that if, and we really hope so, hundreds of thousands of people log in, we're able to cope with the load. It's also one of the reasons that we've opened up the website a little bit early so that we can deal with some of the gremlins that always creep in when you try something new. We are also working with an international format for streaming platforms called the adjusted bit rate, and basically what that does is seamlessly compress data. If your line connection is a little bit bad, or your speed drops, or anything like that, the adjusted bit rate will essentially compress video first and then sound, and just make sure that you, as the viewer, are probably not even going to notice, but to just make sure that you have a seamless experience. So we're doing the best that we can to manage the risks. And lastly, if you are interrupted in your viewing for any reason, there's load shedding in your area, or your line drops for any reason, you can basically download and view, or view via streaming, whatever you've bought from us 5 times. Maybe you saw something and you loved it and you want to rewatch it, you're welcome to do that. But we're also creating just a little bit of leeway so that if you are interrupted for any reason, you can still access what you need to. And obviously, if the worst comes to the worst, pick up the phone, chat to us, and we will fix the problem.
Monica, thank you so much for your time. I know you're incredibly busy. Congratulations to you and your team, and Everything of the Best for the launch of the festival, which is on Thursday, is that correct?
Indeed, the 25th of June. Watch this space.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Monica.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.